From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's been a very long day in Boston for residents and for authorities still searching for the surviving suspect in the marathon bombings. Much of the metro area remains locked down. We're going to step back for a few minutes to walk through the unfolding drama, which began last night. NPR's Larry Abramson has this timeline.
Thursday evening, police finally released pictures from surveillance cameras of two men they believe are linked to the bombings. One's in a black hat, the other in a white hat. Their faces are tough to make out, and authorities release no names. But soon police will be in hot pursuit of the two suspects. One will not live through the night. Events unfold quickly after 10 p.m. with an altercation and shooting in Cambridge. About 10:30, a 26-year-old police officer from MIT is found shot to death. The two suspects then carjack a Mercedes SUV, letting the driver go. As police descend in the area after midnight, a shootout and chase ensue. One witness to the scene, Andrew Kitzenberg, spoke to MSNBC.
One of the shooters ran towards the officers while still engaging in gunfire. And while he was still shooting at them, a few seconds later, the second shooter got back into the SUV and turned it around and went full speed into the police officers.
That's the man in the white hat getting away. The man in the black hat is shot, as Colonel Timothy Albin of the Massachusetts State Police explained to reporters.
In the exchange of the gunfire, we believe that one of the suspects was struck and ultimately taken into custody. A second suspect was able to flee from that car, and there was an active search going on at this point in time.
The wounded man is brought to Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Boston, which is still treating victims from the marathon bombings. Doctors say he has multiple gunshot wounds and may also have been wounded by explosives that the two men threw from their car during their battle with police. Dr. David Schoenfeld told NPR's Morning Edition the man's body was riddled with wounds.
Multiple traumatic injuries, penetrating trauma, had significant wounds.
Police identify the dead man as Tamerlan Tsarnaev, a 26-year-old ethnic Chechen immigrant and a student at Bunker Hill Community College in Boston. His accomplice is his brother, 19-year-old Jahar Tsarnaev. The two come from a violent part of the world where separatists fought a bloody battle for independence from Russia in the 1990s, but they have been in the U.S. for years, and friends say the two never talked about supporting terrorism. Zolan Young is an intern for the Boston Globe and friends with Jahar.
If anyone tells you that there was any sort of detail in this kid's character and this kid's attitude that would hint that he would do anything like this, they're absolutely lying. I mean, I'm still absolutely shocked, even as I see the news.
The manhunt for Jahar, the man in the white hat and the marathon videos, has brought life in Boston to a complete standstill. Unsure whether the fugitive had more explosives, police closed a major American city for the entire day. This morning, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick told the entire Boston metro area, stay inside.
With their doors locked and not to open the door for anyone other than a properly identified law enforcement officer, and that applies here in Watertown, where we are right now, also Cambridge, Waltham, Newton, Belmont, and at this point, all of Boston.
All day, police have played out that strategy. Streets in Watertown, the scene of the shootout, have been emptied of civilians and are full of police and SWAT teams conducting a house-to-house search. So a week that began with terrorism at the Boston Marathon ends with the city in a virtual state of siege. Larry Abramson, NPR News.